There's something wrong about this picturesque farmland known as Blackbird Bend along the Missouri River near Onawa. A 24-row corn planter is brushing over the tops of an already stunning winter wheat crop 12 inches high. These 1,700 acres would make a Kansas farmer proud, but Brent Hayes is an Iowa corn farmer.
I've never seen this good a stand of wheat in our area to kind of be destroying it. It's kind of sad, but the corn will work out better for us because I don't know how the wheat would do in the long run. I guess there's not a lot of wheat grown in our area, so...
So right after Hayes finished planting corn on top of his wheat fields, the wheat was sacrificed. It had served its purpose, bringing life back to the land depleted by last year's Missouri River flood.
There are areas out here that have not had this duration of flood water in something like 10,000 years.
Rich Pope with Iowa State University Extension describes the flood in almost biblical terms. Cropland that was submerged for about 3 months essentially suffocated.
The time when the last glacier was melting, the last glaciers, was when the Missouri River Valley filled. And so some of these areas out here, it's kind of a special, it's more than a once in a millennium.
There's a real sense of history as farmers glide their planters over topsoil that isn't as rich as it used to be. In Iowa alone, more than 250,000 acres of ag land were inundated, including about 10% of Dave Hausman's property. He's scraped off the sand and silt and planted oats to control erosion and restore the microorganisms. Despite 50 years of farming experience, Hausman never learned how to deal with this and joined his neighbors in seeking guidance from the experts.
We went to meetings after the flood last year. I did. They're saying that this is what you need to do in order to enhance the productivity of the following crop. So we're following their advice. And they readily admit they don't know what's going to the end result's going to be either. So,
when planting is finished, Hausman will re-enter the fields, eradicate the oats, and reclaim the land for beans.
Given the circumstances, I don't feel bad about that at all. I think that is an investment we have to make in order to try to enhance production of that ground with a primary crop, which will be soybeans.
But will it work? Can this land be productive just 1 year after the smothering flood of 2011? Iowa State's Rich Pope isn't sure.
No one that I know of in agronomic history in North America has had an experience like this. One of the comments that my colleagues and I have gone out and said, and when we're working with farmers directly, is nobody can tell you exactly what's the right thing to do, but we can give you some things to think about.
Novice wheat farmer Brent Hayes is constantly reminded of the high-stakes gamble of farming. His newly planted cornfields border the ghostly Omaha Indian Casino that was closed by the flood, and he wheels his tractor past a sprinkler system that sustained $500,000 in water damage. But this new generation farmer likes the odds of his career choice.
Farming's really good. The markets are really good. We've been blessed with pretty good weather the last couple years, so I think farmers are pretty happy, and farming's pretty enjoyable right now. I don't think you can get me to go back in the office. I kind of love what I do now, I guess.
And these men of the earth are optimistic. Since this anemic soil can sustain cover crops like wheat and oats, they expect it to ultimately provide good returns again for corn and beans. Near Onawa, Iowa, I'm Rick Fredrickson for Harvest Public Media.